Vavhei, Sif Yud Gimel. Is that right? Yeah. So the Mechaber says, Noga Olam Shalalachas Tefillin Ad Akar Kedushas of Olatzir. So there's no, the Gemara never says anywhere about taking off Tefillin. The Gemara only talks about taking off Tefillin at the end of the day, because they wear Tefillin the whole day. Because that's the Kermitzah wearing Tefillin.
You can't wear Tefillin at night.
But we don't do that. We only wear Tefillin during Tefillah. Because we're comfortable in saying that we're going to focus on the Kedushas of Tefillin properly, etc. And therefore, which we'll talk about later on, those halachas. So we take it off by Tefillah. So where do we take it? So we take it off after Tefillah. So where is that? So the Beis Yosef says that the minig was to take it off after Kedushas of Uvalitzia.
All the way at the end, after
all. So, Api Kabbalah, the person should wait till you say three Kedushas, which we, that's Kedushas Yoitzer, Kedusha of Chazar Sashat, and Kedushas of Olat Zion, and four Kedashim. So, the four Kedashim which we're referring to.
Kedushas Yoitzer?
Pirchas Kriyashma. Right. And the four Kedashim are referring to the Kaddish before Yishtabach, the Kaddish after Tachanun, after Shemin Esrei, the Kaddish of after Wilatzion, and the Hanulach or Kaddish Yosem, and after the Kaddish Yosem, after which you say afterwards. So you say two Kedashim Yosem, but after one of them.
So the first two Kaddishes don't count.
So, correct, that they don't count. Now, Mishnah Berurah is going to bring a shita which says it's other way around. It should be three Kedashim and four Kedushas. And what do we say four Kedushas? Baruch Hu counts like a Kedusha for that purpose. And the three Kedashim, he works on the Cheshvan, what exactly are the three Kedashim? So therefore, the according to this cheshbon of the Ramah, really the three Kedashim would take you before Aleinu. So the Ikar Pesach is that we should wait till at least after the Kaddish before Aleinu, be the proper time to take it off. And that's people who follow that minhag to do that. So according to the minhag of the Nusach Svard and Edutam Mizrach, they put the Sefer Torah back after the Ubulatzi and after the Kaddish, they put it back. So you shouldn't take it off until after you put the Sefer Torah back. The Ramah points out, according to their minhag, you put it on afterwards, you should wait till afterwards. Zavul lefi minhag medinas elu, shechnisim atara miyad l'achar akriya, and l'chotzim rak kama b'shar yom. So for minhag Ashkenaz, that point is irrelevant, because you still have the kedusha of Uval Letzir and Kaddish afterwards. We are Meshkadish, chotzim asam kaidim tefillas musaf. We don't wear tefillin from musaf. Mishnah Berurah will talk about why we don't wear tefillin from musaf. We don't wear tefillin for chol hamoed for musaf. Now, with afkum makom sharmer be musaf kedushas keser. The main reason why we don't wear it is because if you follow the nusach of Svarad, so the kedusha by musaf starts with keser yitnu l'cha Hashem Elokeinu. So it says the word keser belongs to Hashem. Tefillin acts as a keser, so we take off our keser to show that the keser belongs to Hashem. Therefore, according to the Ramah, says the main minig only applies in a makom where they say keser. So therefore we the nusach Ashkenaz would say we say nakdisha. We just say nakdishka.
And the kaddish.
So in that situation, we're meeker than you could wear tefillin. But the Ramah says even so, the main minig is always taken off. Okay, a lot of shibur over here.
I had only heard this year that there is a minhag actually first day of Moed Pesach to wait a little longer before taking off the tefillin. So are you going to bring that here?
The Chag Yaakov and Hilchos Pesach, it talks about the Seder Kriyas HaTorah, of the days of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So there the Chok Yaakov brings that there was a minig. Since the first day talks about, it's the parshas, the Kriya is Kaddish and V'Hoyev Yechol, which is the parshas of Tefillin. There's a minute to wait to take of Tefillin until after the Kriya. That's what the Chok Yaakov says. So, which is interesting. So, by the Yekesh HaKehillah, that's what they do. By the standard of Ashkenaz is not to do like that, like the Chok Yaakov. See, the ones who wear Tefillin, take it off before Hallel, like regular. Nun hey, no go olam. V'yeshen mashem aleim yosim in a chiyuv. Some do not keep it on more than necessary because the tzichin kufnaki. So, because you have to tell them with the proper the kiyas haguf, etc. And therefore, so he says, kol lefi mashu olam. So a person who feels he has a concern, he can't keep it wear the tefillin properly. So you take it off earlier, whatever you need to do. That's why people do not wear tefillin the whole day. I mean, we'll see later on. There's halachas of Hesach Adas. There's halachas of Gufnoki, etc., which is would be hard to maintain that properly during the day. No, I skipped the line. He wore the tefillin until after Alken the Kabbal Lecha. We have Shesh Pamila, Roy Shalalachas Acher Hamila, Kimila, he owes the tefillin Hemai. So this is a famous question. We say what's proper when it comes to wearing tefillin for the Mila. So by Shabbos, we say that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because Shabbos is a nois, tefillin is a nois. So, i.e., the ois of Shabbos replaces the ois of tefillin. Over here, the ois of Mila is a reason to keep the tefillin on because tefillin is a nois and Mila is a nois. So make up your mind. Is a nois, do we put both oysters together? Do we keep them separate? Right. So, how do you understand that? So, the logic which he says the reason why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because Shabbos is a noise, which we'll say later on, is because by the fact that you're wearing tefillin, is saying that you don't perceive Shabbos as the ois. You feel you need to put on tefillin as your ois. Right. It's a zilzul in Shabbos. That's the logic behind that. But he says, but if you think about it, by Mila, what's the Ois of Mila? The Ois of Mila isn't the act of Mila. The Ois of Mila is the fact that the Ois Bris is constant. So you can ask me a better question. Why do you have a Witwillen? You already have the Ois Bris. So we don't see that the Ois Bris was to be perceived as a reason not to Witwillen or vice versa. So we don't see that the... So the reason why we wear tefillin for the Mila, again, we don't see that those two things, we see that the Ois of Tefillin and the Ois of Shabbos being contradictory, as it were. But we don't see the Ois of Tefillin and the Ois of Mila being contradictory because we never wear tefillin then. So we have to say, so good, fine. So it's not a negative, but why is it a positive? We want to stress that we look at the act of Mila as an Ois. And we're showing that by showing that we want to contribute an ois to what's happening, even though it's not our meal, it's somebody else's. You know, the nimal is not wearing tefillin.
And that's referring to anyone at the bris.
And the ikur minig is would really be the people involved in the bris. But I think the ikur, I think what it's understood, it means everybody.
Have you heard of minhag with people with tefillin all day on Tanis?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
In Israel, I met someone who did that.
Okay. Nun vav sholosh kedushas. Tell us for who? V'emesarach lomer sholosh kedushim barba kedushas. So the Ikar thing should be three kedushim and four kedushas. Kiborchos Hashem nechshav chado. Shidavar sheba kedusha. Kedusha Saf of Rura, which you say in Birchus Yotzer, is Shniya. Kedusha Zamira, Kedusha Zabalatzia. Shalosh Kedeshim Heim, Chatzi Kadosh Shekoyim Borchu, Chatzi Kadosh Shalach, Tfilas Yitches, Kadosh Shalom Shachar Ubalatzia. So that's the three Kedeshim that we're referring to. Um, So then really you could take it up before Aleinu, even though he said before from the Rizal that he would wait till after again the Kabbalah. It would be proper to wait after Kaddish Yosem. That's interesting, just the way he's presented it, people which have a meaning to say that. In Siman Nun Hey, he talks about some medrash, I think, talks about saying the person should say seven Kaddishim in a day. I will praise you seven times in the day. He's referring to the seven Kadeshim. So he calculates the seven Kadeshim are referring to there's one by Maariv, two by Mincha, and four by Shacharis. And the four by Shacharis include Kaddish Yosef. That's how he calculates it. And the other Kadeshim we look at as not being Kadeshim which are full-fledged Chiyuv, but those are the Ikra ones which are Chiyuv. See, he looks at the Kaddish Yosef as being a Chiyuv, but here he sounds like it's a Lashon of it's, you know, it's, if there's a minute to say Kaddish Yosef, you say Kaddish Yosef. If there's not a minute, you don't say it. Okay. Fine. But Anoshim Shanoigim L'Kapal Otalos V'Tilin L'Nicha and B'Tikun should be based on Miras to Kaddish. People who are busy taking off the tefillin and wrapping it up and putting it into their container during kaddish, that's improper what they're doing. Why the moed yeshachab and manias amin yeshmer rabba? Kamavur the commandments in the law of Torah b'shulchan aruch. The amin yeshmer rabba is of very significance, and the way kaddish is set up is that the beginning of Kaddish, whenever we say a Darvish of Kedusha, we do it with Hazmana. Because of the covenant of the Darvish of Kedusha, we do it with Hazmana. So the Iker Darvish of Kedusha is Baruch Hashem HaMarach L'Olam Moed. I invite you to say it. Before Kedusha, we say Nekadesh, let us praise Hashem. Nekadesh Hashem Chobo, let's say Kedusha. Before Hishmer Rabba, the one who's saying the Kaddish, it says, let's go out and praise Hashem's name. So it's all, the first part of the paragraph is presented as a hazmana. Its purpose is to invite the tzibur to say the response.
Where is the hazmana on the Yishmer
Rabba? The Yiskadel v'Yiskadel Yishmer Rabba is all said that Hashem's name should be made great, which we then do with saying Yishmer Rabba. I'm not remembering right now. I think the Aruch HaShulchan points out, it says it's improper to be speaking then, because it's like, you know, I'm coming over to you and saying, listen, let's do this wonderful thing together, and you're busy talking. It's not proper because I'm talking to you. The person who's saying the Kaddish is really talking to the Tzibur and saying, let's do this. So be improper, they should be talking then. Then the Magen Avraham says that the second half of Kaddish, which is Yesh Mir Rabba, then Yisparach Tzil Damron Ba'Oma, which is that's the end of the main part of Kaddish. There's machlokes whether you say it or not. The Sardim say the whole thing. They hold that the Heshmer Rabba includes Yisparach, Yishtabach, Yispar. You go to the Etut Mizrach Shul, and everybody's saying the whole thing, the whole paragraph. And my Rambam says that we don't. We're Yotzu Shemeika Oina, he says. Which means we also agree that it should be said, but we're Yotzu Shemeika Oina by listening to the person who's saying it, Yotzu Shemeika Oina. So again, you can't be talking then because you have to be Yotzu Shemeika Oina. And he says in a case where, which is very common, you finish Yeshmer Rabba Rachel Lamo Meh Mayor, and the Chazan's already holding by Yis Hador. He says you should continue saying Yisparach 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 Yisparach. You have to catch up with him because meanwhile he's going ahead. So I mean, I've had times where I sent him the same whole paragraph because if I finish Yisharei Rabba and the fellow went quite ahead, I can't catch up with him. So you say the whole. So really, the Magen Avraham is learning you have a chiyuv really to say the whole paragraph. Where you're Yisrael Shmei Kainu. So you can't really be talking during any of the Hagdama of Kaddish and that paragraph. Afterwards, you could. So come to got to be taking those tefillin. It's the same thing. But once you get to the Yisharei Rabba or Ayisover Rabbanon or whatever that is, then you can take it. But the first part you really should be focusing on and not doing anything else. There's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that the Gemara presents the question of a person's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and they get to Kedusha and Chazar Shashat. Should you interrupt Shmoneh Esrei to answer Kedusha or not? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara comes out, we don't do that. So we said, oh, you're supposed to stop and listen. But the more really actually raised, you know, brought a machlokes in the Gemara, and the more said, we pass and you don't do that. And the more said, okay, what about Yeshmer Rabba? So the Mogen of Rome points out, what is the more telling me? The more is telling me that Kedusha, you don't interrupt. The Yeshmer Rabba is at a higher madriga, maybe you should interrupt. The more is clearly putting Yeshmer Rabba as being more significant than Kedusha, because the more saying Kedusha, you don't interrupt. Maybe Yeshmer Rabba, you should. The more saying, even that we don't. But the presentation of the Gemara clearly is putting Yeshmer Rabba as being more significant than Kedusha. So the Mogen of Rome says that, so it's the Gael Halacha L'maisa. If you have an opportunity, you're running late, you can run into one shul, you can stay there for a few minutes, you can catch Kedusha here and Kaddish there. You should go to where you catch Kaddish, not where you catch Kedusha. It's the Mishabur Pasen that in Simon Kuf Tess, I think. Mishabur brings that down over there. Kuf Yud, Kuf Tess, it sounds right. That's the Halacha. It's just, you know, most cases, you're not running out, you'll go to the place where you'll get Kedusha and Kaddish. You know, if you stay long enough. But if you have a choice, one or the other, Kaddish takes preference. So I always find it fascinating that I've almost never seen somebody standing in the hallway talking during Kedusha. I've never seen it. I have seen people do that during Kaddish once in a while. It happens once in a blue moon, you know, but you know, I've seen that, right? Maybe more than once in a blue moon, but it's like people don't understand what we're dealing with.
A lot of these things have to do with frequency. That's
true.
What it is. Because this is, say, one Kedusha. You're saying a lot of them. So.
That's true. So therefore, so he says, so we know the Tere Kaddish, Kemavur Magan Ram, Vavada Lagarak Mishab Rochas, their bottom.
And also you put your feet together, so that's like a psychological thing.
I hear, maybe we should talk to Misak on that. People have to put their feet together back to Kaddish.
When they say Kaddish, even though I never saw that in Shulchan Aruch, but a lot of people, they instinctively, when they say Kaddish, they put their feet together.
Yeah, it's not make sure.
I've never seen it in Shulchan Aruch.
It's not Shulchan Aruch, no.
If you notice, people do it a lot.
Yeah.
Well, at least they're not talking. So maybe there is a connection.
You're not going to do anything while you're saying a bracha. The person saying a bracha, he shouldn't be taking care of something while he's making. He has to focus on the bracha. Yeshmer Rabba is not less than that. That's his point. So obviously you shouldn't be taking off your talits and tefillin or wrapping them during that part of Kaddish. Okay, so we hold on to the
Kaddish.
Right. We wear the tefillin till after you put them back to Sefer Torah. Nun Zayin, Achir Ziru, Rem is a Dover, Vayever Malkom Lifnehem, Vashem Baroshom. So we darshan that Malkom Lifnehem, that the Melech went in front of them, that's the Sefer Torah representing the Melech, went passed by. And Hashem Baroshom, Hashem is still on their heads, that's referring to the tefillin. So that's the Rem is the Beis Yosef says. So we wait till you put it back in the heichel. Now, v'yinichu beheichel dunches v'achelusun kardim. Let's say you're taking off tefillin for a reason before that step. The person has to take off tefillin early. So he points out the following: a kuponim yizur shalay yachlitz hashal roish bifnei asef b'tarim. It's based on a Gemara. The Gemara says it's improper to uncover your head in front of the Melech. So the Sefer Torah representing the Melech, the Sefer Torah, you're taking off your tefillin, you're uncovering your head. Okay, so you got the Rosh Hashanah, and you should turn away. So a person turns away, not facing the Sefer Torah, a person should turn to the side when he's taking off the. So the Makor for this is actually Gemara. The Makor talks about taking tefillin in front of your Rebbe. So the Makor says you shouldn't take tefillin in front of your Rebbe because you should turn away if you do it. So we apply that, we take that Gemara and apply it to here to the Sefer Torah. So Yad L'Chagiloi, Oibet Tefillin Shal Rosh Tachas Talos Gadol Shori. If you're not taking off your Talos Gadol, you're just taking it off inside the Talos Gadol, so that wouldn't be a problem.
Even if you're facing the Sefer Torah.
Even if you're facing it. Okay, so we take it off. Where is it going on? We take them before Musaf. Achar shechzir sefer Torah lebehechol. After you put the sefer Torah away, right? So in the place where they go, they say, even though I think the Sar doesn't do this, but apparently there is at least some people who did that. They would say Kaddish, put the Sar away, and then they start Musaf. Right? The Nusaf Sar, which we have, says in the days that there's a Musaf, they put the Sar back before Kaddish. But for people who don't know Ashkenaz, we put the Sar right away. So when you take them off, you tell them after Kaddish, you cut until it's Musaf. So we tell you you're supposed to wear it for Kaddish. So you take it off after Kaddish, before Musaf. Well, you're on the coast of the Barish Kaddish, Yakutz Akhir Kedushas of the Tzion. Kadim Shayarmer, he wrote, he said, you have to wear for the Kedushas of the Tzion. Kadim Shayarmer, he wrote, Mufanechash and Nishmach Kekhem. That's, so the, taken off by Nishmach Kekhem, that's because there's a Yerushalmi. There's a Mishnah Nida, Masechtas Nida, which says that there's no mitzvah that you make a bracha before and afterwards except for tefillin. You make a bracha after tefillin. Says the Mor says over there that the Bnei Ma'arov had a minute they would say a bracha when they took off tefillin at the end of the day. They were taking off tefillin because we have to keep the chukim of Hashem, not to wear tefillin b'layla. They would say make a bracha lishmar chukov. So we say in Kedusha, well, let's see when we say, Nishmar Chukecha, that's a remiss to that bracha of Lishmar Chukov taking off the tefillin. So say, take it off over there. Well, Yamtim Lechotzim Adach or Kaddish, Kreshal Yehe Hapsim and Kaddish Lefilim. So the Kaddish of before Musaf is there. It's not the Kaddish of the at the end of davening, because you already said Kaddish Sholem after Howl after Shacharis. It's the Kaddish as an introduction to Tfilas Musaf, and there should not be any Hesek in between. As the Shabur points out in Hilchos Shabbos, so by Shabbos Mincha we say after Kaddish we say the pasuk Venisi Vilosi. Then we take off the Sefer Torah and put the Sefer Torah back. Let's say you had no Sefer Torah. There was no Sefer Torah. You're davening Shabbos Mincha. There's no Sefer Torah. So he says, oh, in that situation, you should say Venisi Vilosi before Kaddish, because there shouldn't be any hefzik between Kaddish and the Shemoneh Esrei. Is that which we do? We say it afterwards. It's only because we're saying all the Kaddish again before Shemoneh Esrei. But if this is going to be the Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei, there should not be any interruption. Even one pasuk shouldn't be interruption between the Kaddish and the Shemoneh Esrei. We say Venisi Vilosi. We say it. We would say it before Kaddish. He says.
I'm not following. Say that again.
So Shabbos Mincha, we say Ashrei Ulitzion,
right.
Kaddish, Venisi Vilosi, we take on the Sefer Torah.
Right.
Put it back, say Kaddish again, and Daven Shemoneh Esrei.
Okay.
Let's say there's no Sefer Torah. So you're not going to, you're going to basically say Ashrei Ulitzion, Kaddish, and Shemoneh Esrei.
Oh, okay.
Because you have no Sefer Torah. What do you do with Venisi Vilosi? She says, you say it before Kaddish. Because it shouldn't be a hefzik. So the Mishnah is learning very clearly that there's a strong din of not being masked in the Kaddish. And so that much, even though many people have the meaning they take out of afterwards, you shouldn't be speaking then. You know, it's taking off because you hold, you're supposed to wear it till after the Kaddish. So you're a steer. You shouldn't talk then. Rabbi Enner was very machbid on that. Not to talk then. You know, sometimes in Yeshiva, the guy would talk, he would give it a little clap to shushka the guy, because you know how to talk then. Between the Kaddish and Shemoneh Esrei. Who the Mechol HaMoed? So according to the way the Ramah presents it, you would take off tefillin on Chol HaMoed right before Musaf. So the Mishnah Berurah Samach. There's an opinion which says that you don't wear tefillin at all on Chol HaMoed. You should take it off before Hallel. You should take it off before Hallel. Vashatz achar Hallel. But the shatz, in order not to create a... Now, the way I understand... Okay, he says, "Shatz, take it off." You don't want the sefer to wait unless the sefer is not marked. But so he would wait till after Hallel. However, they used to share the esrog, so many people would, you know, there would be a time lapse. So in that situation, Avashat Yachlus Kadam Hallel. Fine. Hanoigim Lilboish Kolayon. People who have a minute to wear till in the whole day. So you took it off for Rosh Chodesh. For Musaf, what do? Yachsav Yilbash Rosh Chodesh Achat Tfilas Musaf. You put it back on. And you don't have to make a bracha. You plan to do that. Fimasha Pozik or Mor Yilbash if you're base. However, B'Chol HaMoed Lo Yunichem Shuv Lagamri Adher. B'Chol HaMoed, whether it's a Mechlek, we wear them or not. We wear it for Tfilah, which is the minimum, and that's it. You don't put them on at all. Rosh Chodesh, Yechol Anichim, Achor Shisai Mashatz, Tulas Musav, you put it on after you finish Chazar Sashatz of Musav. Ashesiru, Tulan Shirashi, Kadam of Balatzion, Mashal Rabbeinu Tam, Yilbushu, Beisim, Amir Sabalatzion. Two choices. Kedushas Kesser, Pirish, Mimokim Shano Ermim Nikadesh, Mimusav Ermim Bixasim Kermis Kesser, Yitin Lacha. So we say Nikadesh, they say Kesser. You shouldn't be wearing the keser of tefillin when you're saying the keser belongs to Hashem. So that's good. That's for kedusha. That's for the kedusha of Chazar Hashatz. Why do you take it up before Muslim of the Shemone Esrei? So they don't rock minhag. In other words, since Musav represents the idea of, we're saying keser, why do you say keser in Musav? Because Musav, it's in a certain sense, represents the idea of keser. That's why the kedusha is appropriate for the Musav. So you don't say for the Shemone Esrei either. But it's all the minhag. So if your person started Shemone Esrei wearing tefillin, he continues wearing tefillin. He says even if we don't say kedusha is keser, we still take it off. Chol malkum. Mishabura some abates. But the task cost of the noik shenokhalitz be musiv and a love tulunah. A person doesn't want to take off tefillin for musiv, we can't stop him. No complaints against him. Macha shenon or armim kedushas kasher yidinacha. We don't say kasher, so fine. So some people don't take it off. But tzibur b'vadi lo yishana min hagad tzibur. But that's if you're davening by yourself, you know, you would do it, that's your business. But tzibur, you shouldn't do different than the rest of the tzibur and continue to wear tefillin for musaf. That would be improper to do. Okay.
It's like a mystery gadol adar that he doesn't want to say who it is. Or does it mean it's really was himself?
This is the Taz talk. It's a quote from the Taz.
Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah, well, so I don't know. Why did the Taz didn't write the name? I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Get you curious.
Okay, so you have homework.
I'll never heard of him anyway, even if I get the name.
That's also possible. Okay. Fine. Chavav, Simon Chavav. So we pointed out, we mentioned already a few times, that the Tefillin Shayad and Tefillin Shorosh are presented in the Torah as two separate mitzvahs, and therefore, Imenu El Tefillah Achas, the person only has one of the two Tefillin, you'd put that one on, and you make a bracha. Shkolachas mitzvah, each one is a separate mitzvah, as opposed to tzitzis, the four tzitzis in the four corners, or the four minim of the lulav. Without the four minim, it's nothing. Over here, each Tefillah is a separate mitzvah. Even if he owns both, but he has some reason why he can't wear both. He has some type of, a maka on his arm, and he kept on his shalyad. So put the one you could put on. You don't say, well, I can't put on tefillin. I can't put on tefillin. You know, say you could put on the shalrosh. Put on the shalrosh. Okay. Mishnah Berurah shum sukkat nalef shum oynis. So, Kigon Shiyesha Maka Barosha, Bezroya, he has a maka on his head, or he has a maka on his arm. So, that's one example of an onus. Oishahu, Tzarech Lotz is the Derech. So, he needs to travel. And those days, it's only safe to travel together with some type of a group of people. And they're not interested in waiting, they're not necessarily Jewish, and they're saying, we're going, buddy. Get in the wagon and go, or otherwise forget it. He has time to put on one of the two tefillin, not enough time for both. You put on the one that you could. Okay. In that situation, which one's better? So you only have time to put on one of them. I mean, Mamish, they gave you the difference of a half a minute, but they gave him time to put on one tefillin, and that's it. So which one should you put on? Yeshem the Yosef Tov Shiniach Shal Rosh Levad. You put in the shalrosh by itself, the kushasachim, where we know that the shalrosh has a higher level of kedusha, because it has the shame of Hashem written on the bias itself. the shin is there. Part of Hashem's name is on the tobias. We said before that the order is shalyad and shalrosh. So, that's the case where you're putting on both. But right now you put on the shalyad. Later on, you'll put on the shalrosh. However, you put on the other one later on. You will not get an option to put on either the other one later on. The situation, assuming it wasn't an issue of sakana, so you go a little bit later, so you'll take the next, go with the next group, whatever it is. So you'll miss the first group. So you're not going to end up being mevatel the mitzvah totally. The case was, it's only a case that a person would get to both eventually. Okay. So what bracha do you make on the shal rosh when you're only putting on the shal rosh? So the mechaber says mevorchel that al mitzvah tefillin levad. You make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin. Hagoah. Well, you don't. The noigim levorch b'chol yom shtei brachas. Mevorchel al shal rosh levad shtei brachas. So if you're wearing only the shal rosh, you make two brachas. You make the bracha of lahaniach tefillin and the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, and then you tie on the tefillin and on your rosh. Thank you. We discussed the different minhagim over there. I remember God the Shehavi Oid Poiskim Tzirlehu the Af Al Shalyad Levad Mevunami Mevorach Shtei Brachas. The Rambam brings someone who said that you, in that situation you would make two brachas on the shayat. However, the halacha is kima achredim. The enoy mevorach al shayat elo niach levad. We only make one bracha. The lavochi harber rishonim misrielu the efil al shteim nami enoy mevorach alachas. If the mechaber holds you only make one bracha for both of them, for sure you only make one bracha for the shayat by itself. Imeniach shteim oloi beirach. You put on both. You didn't make a bracha for whatever reason. That they don't do mevorach calls man shem alav adayin. You see, you'll say the bracha later on. So now, what do you do? So you should do the order should be move the shayad and make a bracha on the shayad, and move the shalrosh and make a bracha on the shalrosh. But if you didn't do that, you make them the birchas shalrosh the tchila b'chakach shayad. Person, oh, he makes a bracha. He makes a bracha on the shalrosh, then he wants to make a bracha on the shayad. Tedachazim mevorach. He doesn't make a bracha on the shalrosh again. But we would always prefer you to make the bracha on the shayad before you make the bracha on the shalrosh. Okay. Mincha is 25. Okay, let's hold it here.